What doubts do you think you might have to relieve coaches and general managers of concerning you?
Well, hopefully I'll relieve all doubts with my size. And I know that I still have more weight that I can put on. So each day I'm still going to work hard, continue to add even more weight.
And how about your hand size?
Tell me a little bit about what football means to you.
Football means everything to me. And I started playing organized sports when I was about 5 years old. And from the first time I picked up a football, I told myself, I want to go to the NFL. And, it's a way for me to just relieve everything. You know, I lay it all on the line. Each day I go out there and play the game. You know, it's just I have such a passion for the game that I can't even describe it.
And your mother, just an inspiration?
Yes. My mom, she's a huge inspiration to my not only my life, but to my playing, my athletic career. Because there came a point in time where I wanted to give up sports. And when she was diagnosed with breast cancer, I was at the age 14. And I was ready to just give up sports just to take care of her because I felt that that was my purpose in life. You know, God had called me to, you know, stop doing what I'm doing to take care of her. But she told me that, you know, God's blessed you with your talents. Use them to the best of your ability. That's why each day I step on that field, nothing bothers me because I know that what she went through, nothing compares to that.
Princeton defensive tackle,
Caron
Reed.
Oh, yeah, I know he's from Penn State. And he coached Tom Brady back at the Patriots, and he's a great coach. And I'm eager to meet him and talk to him.
What do you recall about that game and how you two kind of measured up?
That was a great game. You know, it went back and forth. I think we jumped out early in the game, and one turnover just sparked a run for those guys. And, you know, Blake, he's an awesome guy. You know, he's a big body, strong arm. And I'm a big fan of his from just watching him and playing against him.
When you look at quarterbacks like Russell Wilson, Colin Kaepernick, who they've done at the NFL level, what kind of confidence does that give you?
It gives me a ton of confidence because those guys have had success early in their careers. And that just shows me that, hey, you don't have to wait 5 years down the road. You can come into this league and make an immediate impact, not only to your team, but to the National Football League. And that right there just speaks volumes.
Hey, Teddy, your hand size has been a question. How do you convince teams that your hand is big enough?
Well, simply by just completing the football. You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter about your hand size. It all only thing that matters is
inside linebacker, the
ball getting completed to wide receivers. And I feel that with my accuracy, my arm strength, my decision making, you know, the hand size shouldn't be a factor.
But if you're holding a ball in cold weather, like you might have to play in if the Browns draft you, is that going to be a factor?
Not at all. I played in cold weather at the University of Louisville. If it gets too cold, I've been able to put on a glove and throw with the glove, and I've had success doing that.
Did you always wear gloves?
No, sir. I started wearing a glove when I arrived at the University of Louisville.
So you wore them every game in Louisville?
Yes, sir.
Have you met with the Jaguars yet?
Yes, sir, I did.
How did that go?
It was a great meeting. And a lot of energy in the room. The general manager was in there. The owner was in there. And I was up on the board talking football to those guys, and it was a great feeling.
Did you meet with the Browns yet then?
No, sir. I haven't met with the Browns yet. Yesterday I met with Oakland and Jacksonville, and Oakland, it was a great meeting also. Everyone was in there from the owner to the general manager and head coach, office coordinator. No, it was a great meeting. A lot of energy, a lot of smiles, laughs, and I was just able to be myself. And that's been my biggest thing, just proving to coaches who I am as a person. You know, they've watched the film, they study who I am as a player, but it's all about getting in those rooms and establishing a relationship as a person, and I feel that I've been doing well doing that.
Do you have much interaction with Johnny Manziel, and what do you
Arizona
think?
State defense.
Oh, Johnny, he's my guy. I met Johnny last summer out in Oregon for one of the Elite 11 events, and we were out there, we were mentors, and that was our first time meeting. And ever since then, our relationship has clicked. Around here, Johnny and I, we've been talking and we've been discussing things about, you know, future plans and college football. You know, whenever you get around you guys, you love to talk about what you did in your past and everything. And Johnny, he's a great guy.
Some people say that you're obsessed with football. You don't take that.
Oh, yes. I eat, sleep, and breathe football. There's not a moment that goes by that I'm not thinking about football. And, you know, whether it's I'm playing a game, practicing, watching film, even on a video game. You know, a lot of people ask me, what do I do on a video game? I call it taking virtual reps. You know, each day I'm just trying to. So, yeah, each day I'm just out. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to outwork my opponent, outsmart my opponent, and just try to be the best quarterback that I can be.